Welcome to Two Guys Weigh In Podcast, episode what, Mitchell?
Number 4.
Unbelievable. We've been doing this for a month already.
It doesn't feel like we've been doing it for a month. No.
And, of course, Two Guys Weigh In, brought to you by?
P.K. Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.
Our favorite pizza place.
Yep.
Love P.K. Egan's. Love the salad bar.
Love the button fries.
You like the button fries?
They're phenomenal.
Yeah. Phenomenal. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like the German, Polish. I'm not even sure what you call it.
I think they call it a... Well,
what's the thing? With the sauerkraut on it.
Yep.
The Polish, German, Polish sausage pizza. That's my favorite. What's yours again?
I like all meat pizza, pepperoni, bacon, and sausage.
Ooh, meat lovers then.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So we thank P.K. Egan's for sponsoring Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Episode 4, as Mitchell said. And I got to apologize. Last podcast, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I said two men weigh in.
Yeah.
Not two guys.
Yeah, we're not men, Paul.
We're guys. I can't believe I said two men weigh in podcast. That's not even what the podcast is called.
Well, you know, that'll happen every once in a while.
Well, you get out of that chair and come over and slap me if I say two men anymore.
I'll do that.
It's Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. All right, Mitchell, a lot to talk about. High school sports, college sports, pro sports. We'll talk about the Super Bowl here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start out with high school sports.
High school sports. I think we got some record breakers that in boys basketball. We got Brayson Boyk. For Dawson, he broke their all-time scoring record for boys basketball over there.
Yeah, he did last Tuesday night.
Yep, and it was 1,600 is what he got to, or what?
Yeah, he was at 1,694 points. He broke Michael Lee's record. Michael had 1,678 points. That was back in 2015 for Michael. And then, of course, Michael Lee went on to an outstanding college career at SMSU in Marshall. So, Brayson Boyk, a junior.
Yeah, only a junior. So, he could have a chance for 2,000.
And 3,000 points.
Yeah, maybe even that.
Yeah, he scored 25 points against Ortonville on Tuesday in the 80-36 win. And that's a good mark, isn't it?
Yep, that is a very good mark.
1,694 and counting for Brayson Boyk of the Blackjacks. DeAndre Holloway of KMS earlier in the week, the 6'7" senior, broke the all-time leading scorer record in at KMS High School. One more. Remember Michael Slaba, the Canby Lancers, a few years ago boys basketball team went to the state tournament.
Yep.
Well, Michael Slaba now is the head coach of the Pipestone Arrows. One of his players, Risley Borman, went over 1,000 points in his career this past week. Listen to this, Mitchell. He also broke a school record for most points in a game. Borman scored 49 points in their 114-79 win over Windham on Tuesday.
That's incredible for a high school player to go and score almost 50.
A lot of record breaking at the end of the year. It always is, I think, year after year.
It's an exciting time when you get to the end of the regular season. A lot of exciting stuff happens.
That's right. So let's talk wrestling.
Team United is hosting the first leg in the 2024 Section 3 AA Wrestling Tournament.
Quarterfinals, I think.
Yep, quarterfinals. They will play, or wrestle, I should say, the winner of the Morris Area Hutchinson match on Thursday at Lacaparo Valley. The Morris Area Hutchinson match begins at 6 o'clock. And then the winner of that one will face off against Team United at 7 o'clock. And then the winner of that one will go on to wrestle in New London Spicer on Saturday at 12:30.
So Team United, all they have to do is win 3 matches, and they're at state again.
Yep. They'll.
It's going to be tough, though.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see. They've had a couple matches not go their way this year, but they're state ranked, top rank.
Yep, eighth last time, yep.
In wrestling in the state of Minnesota, so it looks very interesting for them. And then on the also in Section 5 Single A Wrestling, Mineota will wrestle Painesville Area on the 15th at 7 o'clock, and that one is in at Mineota High School.
Yep.
And so actually Mineota, they host the quarterfinals, and if they go to the semifinals, they'll host that. And then if they make it to the championship, that's also at Mineota High School. So they could be home wrestling all their way to the state tournament.
Yep, Thursday and Saturday in Mineota. And the Canby Lancer wrestling team, they're also going to host the quarterfinal match here.
Yep, they'll host. They'll face the winner of Bold and Quad County on the 15th as well. Quad County and Bold will wrestle at 6 o'clock, and then Canby will wrestle the winner at 7 o'clock on the 15th. So good luck to those two programs.
Yep, so the road to the XL Energy Center State Wrestling begins this week. So,
yep, this Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday and Saturday. Talk about the Section Dance. Last Saturday, I was in Montevideo for Section 3A Dance Competition, and the results, the LMSNE Sting, they are Section Champs in High Kick and Jazz. La Caprile Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, Section Runners Up in both in Jazz and High Kick. And Montevideo Gold Dusters took third place in Jazz and High Kick. So Yellow Medicine East, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd, and Montevideo will participate in the State Dance Tournament at Target Center this Friday and Saturday. And that's where I will be. And always looking forward to that.
Yep, dance competitions always draw good crowds.
Huge.
Especially for La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd. They always get great support by their fans every year.
Huge. It's going to be fun. It always is. Earlier this week, I went to Madison Elementary where the Shadows practice, crash practice, did some interviews. Probably one of the most memorable interview I've ever done. You'll have to listen to it. Go on our KLQP sports page or our podcast site and click on interviews with the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. You won't be disappointed. It is hilarious, and I'm just going to leave it at that. How about that?
That sounds good enough.
All right. What up? What's next?
All right. Shift over to stock a little college sports. Caitlin Clark of Iowa Hawkeyes, only 8 points away now from breaking the D1 women's record in scoring. And she looks to do that this Thursday night when they play Michigan, host Michigan in Iowa. So
I heard that was the one of the most expensive tickets in women's basketball history.
I saw in a Star Tribune article that the average ticket price was $400 for that game.
Hey, didn't they got upset last weekend, didn't they?
Yep, they blew a 14-point fourth quarter lead to Nebraska in Nebraska last week. I think it was Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, Super Bowl Sunday. In Nebraska stormed the court.
Yep.
We talked about that on our podcast last week about storming the court.
Yep.
If some people don't like that. Caitlin Clark actually got kind of injured it one time.
Yep, I believe it was when they played Ohio State earlier this year, and they got upset there, and a fan ran into her on the court, and that got discussions going on whether we should still be allowing court storming.
Hey, do you remember the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball coach?
Yep.
Kind of blew a gasket.
Yep, she wasn't happy about how the media operations went.
For
the post game after their loss to Nebraska. They started interviewing Nebraska players first. And
that's not right protocol or something like that?
No, didn't sound like that was Big Ten protocol. The visiting team has to go first because they got travel schedule to keep. And, you know, after a loss too, an upset when you're up 14 and you blow the lead, it's kind of get a little heated after the game and the media room, apparently.
She was catching some grief because she kind of rested Caitlin Clark in the fourth quarter or something like that. And then that's allowed Nebraska to win. So.
It sounded like they were in favor of waiting for having Caitlin to break the record at home in front of Iowa fans instead of on the road.
Yep.
And it looked like that might have
backfired
just a tiny bit
in
Nebraska.
Yep. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team, what they've done last year and this year, really put women's basketball on the map.
She's been, I think she'll have a similar impact to like what Steph Curry did for the NBA, where you have someone shooting the ball from places no one thought they'd ever see happen or shoot in a basketball game before. And I mean, when she pulls up from the logo and hits it consistently just like Steph does, it's very impressive to watch and exciting to watch, too.
It is. That's why she's on national TV about every weekend now. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else? College. Women golfers, they're kind of on a slide right now,
yep,
aren't they?
Ever since Mara Braun got injured, it's been a little downhill. Gophers basketball blew almost a 19-20-point lead on Sunday to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Dawson Garcia looked like got injured, and it went downhill very quickly for them there. So that's, I mean, honestly, that's Minnesota sports.
Yep.
Shouldn't be that
shocked.
Surprising
nope,
anymore.
Not
so.
Surprised.
Then we'll go one note for the professional sports in the NBA. Timberwolves coach Chris Finch is going to coach the West All-Stars in the All-Star game.
Cool.
Second time a Timberwolves head coach coached in the All-Star game. The first was Flip Saunders in 2004.
Oh.
So it'd be good to have Timberwolves represented. And they're number one in the Western Conference right now. I believe they're 38-16.
Okay. Yeah, NBA All-Star game. I predict 175-170. That's
probably
what usually the score is.
That, right? I wouldn't be surprised if it got into 200s for both teams, the way they just shoot and don't play defense.
Yeah, no defense in an All-Star game.
Nope.
But that's what the fans want, see the offense.
Yes, it is.
Slam dunks and everything. Speaking of slam dunks, going back, Brayson Boyk was one of the top five. I don't know who posted that on social media, but top five dunks last week. They do the top five dunks in high school sports. Can't remember okay. who posted that, but I saw that, and Brayson was at number five with his slam dunk.
What game was that?
Was it McCray? Not sure.
He did dunk. I think he had like three dunks yep. against McCray, so I wouldn't be surprised yep. if it was them.
Yeah, we did that game, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yep, yep. All right.
Well, that'll wrap it up for...
Let's talk about Super Bowl.
Can't forget
Super Bowl, Mitchell.
Nope, we got to talk about the Super Bowl.
And food.
That was a great... It was a slow Super Bowl to start, but I think that will probably be one of the better Super Bowls I've watched. It was close all the way throughout. No team really separated themselves from each other. And well, San Francisco got out to a 10-point. This is the second time that San Francisco had a 10-point lead against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl, and they blew it in the last 4 years. So,
yeah, I think the last three times they've blown their Super Bowl leads. So it's got to be tough to take.
Yeah, it's got to be a little tough to deal with. They got to get things figured out and figure out what they can do. And the Chiefs, once again, are Super Bowl champions, their third Super Bowl. And they get a chance to go for a three-peat next year, which I don't believe has ever been done in the NFL.
Okay. No, I don't think so. We'll have to check on that.
Yeah, we'll have to check on it. But
all right. Sideline from Super Bowl, what did you think of the halftime show?
I didn't watch the I was too busy making my homemade pizza at halftime, so I didn't have time to watch it, but it didn't sound like it was anything worth watching anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't care for it. They got to bring back the old rock and roll bands.
Yep.
I know the guys are getting old, like Aerosmith, Kiss. I posted something on social media, and everyone thought the best halftime show ever was Prince in the Rain, and I kind of agree with that. That was a good one.
Yep, probably.
I like the Tom Petty one. Nobody ever mentions Kiss. Kiss was a while back, but that was a great halftime show with Kiss.
Yep.
But Michael Jackson.
Seems like they've gone really downhill on halftime shows.
Yep.
So just aren't worth watching anymore.
They used to have college bands the first couple Super Bowls. Maybe they should go back to that. So you had homemade pizza for Super Bowl Sunday?
Homemade pizza.
My wife did something different. We stayed home. We usually go out with friends or at a friend's house. But this year we stayed home. It was nice and quiet. And my wife did something different. We made a loaded baked potato, you know, with all the trimmings, you know. We had a big baked potato, sour cream, onion bits, bacon bits, cheese, onions.
Sounds great.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. Something different. And, of course, I got to pop my popcorn. So.
Oh, yeah. Got to have popcorn.
You know, homemade pizza, that's pretty good on the agenda, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But my team lost. I was cheering hard for the 49ers. Who were you cheering for again?
I did pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
You know, the Chiefs are becoming like the Cowboys to me. I hate the Cowboys, and I'm starting not to like the Chiefs.
Well, they've replaced I guess not. I haven't replaced him quite yet, but starting to look an awful lot like the New England Patriots from early 2000s and late 2010s, or late 2000s, early 2010s. And
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out for them later on.
I just don't care for Patrick Mahomes and what Kelce did with his coach bumping him. I don't care what the situation was there. That was uncalled for. I didn't like that at all. Hmm. And that turned a lot of people's opinions against the Chiefs when that was witnessed and the whole Taylor Swift thing. I'm kind of over that.
Yep. We'll mention.
How about you?
I mean,
I want to make so one thing. I like Taylor Swift. I like her songs. I mean, I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
But what the NFL has done, that I told my wife watching Super Bowl, I bet you they put Taylor Swift up 20 times on the broadcast.
I think it was probably closer to 10, but okay. I mean, yeah, they did show her quite a bit. It just seems like a lot of drama in Kansas City.
Yep.
But
I'm just over it.
It seems like they're a fan of the drama. Yep. So, you know, they maybe win, so I guess they can have as much drama as they want.
Hopefully the Vikings are in the Super Bowl next year.
That would be nice to see. That would be nice to see. They have to get through the off season first before I go that far. But it'd be interesting to see what the team looks like next year.
All right. Two Guys Weigh In podcast. And I think we're about to wrap it up, right, Mitchell? Or we got anything else in mind? What are you looking forward to coming up? Broadcasting and stuff.
We are going to be broadcasting this upcoming Tuesday night. We got McCray Wolverines at La Caparo Valley.
Boys?
For boys basketball. Yep. And then I believe that following, or not this weekend, but next weekend, we start section basketball
girls basketball. I think Thursday night, pigtail game. So.
Yep. So I think we'll cover La Caparo Valley in that one. So.
And then Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be covering Team United Wrestling. Team, and then individuals start next week too. So
yep, we got a lot of broadcasting coming out over the next couple weeks.
And I'll be at Target Center Friday and Saturday with State Dance. Looking forward to that.
Yep, it'll be a good show.
All right,
that's Two Guys Weigh In podcast, sponsored by PK Egan's in Canby, Minnesota.
And thanks for listening.